You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Right now, let's turn our sights to Emily. She's got yet another boyfriend.
Man, you're really rolling through them.
Boy, it's like seven this year, isn't it?
17.
You're a busy 17. Girl.
Dang.
I know. I don't know.
You look exhausted.
Well, yeah. So there's this boy.
Can we give him some sort of fake
Chip.
Name?
It's got to be Chip.
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 Okay.
All right, so Emily's now dating some dude named Chip.
Chip. The Chipper. We've known each other for a hot minute, but it's getting a little more lovey-dovey. It's been a good few days for
us. What's a hot minute? Like a month?
Not even.
3 weeks?
No, more.
How many actual
that you've
dates?
Actually been, because I know you've been friends with him and you put him in the friend zone for a while.
But I love the friend zone.
He has not been out of the friend zone for more than 3 weeks.
The friend zone is very highly populated.
Have you kissed?
If we're generous, yes, we'll say 21 days.
All right, well, they've kissed.
So you've kissed him in the last 21 days.
We've kissed.
That's it. That's it, right?
We've also held hands. Okay. I believe a few hugs have been exchanged.
Heavy petting of any sort?
So his birthday is coming up.
That's a yes. Okay.
No. Maybe. And because there are very nice, warm, fuzzy feelings attached to Chip and myself, I'd like to do a little something for his birthday.
Yeah. That's nice.
The time, though, the timing is just very
it's
weird.
It's awkward. Don't you wish that his birthday was still 6 months away?
Yes, because you know what else? Hello.
Christmas.
His birthday, and then the following weekend is Thanksgiving, and then, a little later is Christmas.
Holiday season.
You know, you have nobody to blame but yourself because
whoa,
when you...
Whoa. Listen
to me. Listen with your ears, not with your emotions. Listen to me.
Ugh.
You're to blame for this because you knew all this. You knew all this was coming up. He's been your friend for a while. You knew when his birthday was. You knew Thanksgiving and Christmas here. You should have waited and left him in the friend zone until February 20th.
Break
up.
You can't do
break
that.
Up until after the
lips want what the lips want.
No.
You can't. I can't friend zone somebody just because of the freaking calendar.
You can do a friends with benefits with some other person, whatever, and then take this guy out of the friend zone.
She's a lady, Tom.
You know that I'm February. Not a friends with benefits type girl. I'm not a floozy.
So what are you worried about? You're wondering what you should spend or buy?
The idea that I had, I was looking it up, and Jeremy was looking over my shoulder yesterday, but don't say it in case Chip is listening.
Right.
But it's sort of it's an experience that I want to get for him.
How much is the experience?
It's like $130.
No. Wow, that's an expensive golf outing.
You've dated 3 weeks?
Are you effing kidding me?
You're not going to do it.
You're not going to do it because we're going to talk you out of it.
It's a horrible time of year to buy that.
What do I do then?
If you've dated a guy
I cannot believe you,
don't
Jeremy.
Throw things. Ow!
Listen to me.
Such a D.
You have not dated him even for one lunar cycle
but
yet.
That's
too
so
much.
So you cannot
is
go out
much?
And spend a hundred and it's going to be more than that, actually, when you factor things in. You cannot spend more than $130 on a golf outing.
Well, and yesterday we were saying that it's for a party of one, basically. So now he's going to have to drag somebody with him to an expensive golf course.
Right. It's like the example that I'll give you is it's like buying him a ticket to like Elitch Gardens. He can't go by himself.
Yeah.
So now there's going to have to be another purchase made.
It'd be sad.
Well, you don't want to spend that much after 3 weeks.
Just for you. Yeah. Like, hey, you want to go to Elitch's and get your ticket?
Sitting there all alone on the roller coaster.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to incorporate our listeners as the panel today to decide on what an appropriate birthday present for somebody you've dated 21 days is.
Well, what about your suggestion and then Jeremy's suggestion?
We're going to come back to that.
Okay. I'm very passionate about mine.
We're going to come back to it. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Ask your lady friends out there, 3 weeks dating somebody, what's an appropriate birthday gift? I guarantee you it's not in the hundreds of dollars. So Emily's got a new boyfriend of 3 weeks. His name is Chip. Not his real name, but that's what we're going to call him.
Was.
Jeremy, I hate you on so many levels this morning.
And then Jeremy spoiled the fact that... Let me sum up. Chip's got a birthday. They just started dating, and now he's already got a birthday coming up. And I told Emily, I was like, you should have waited till after Thanksgiving, Christmas, all that. Yeah. You know, you don't have to worry about all this. Yeah. But she's like, well, what do I get him for his birthday? And what she wanted to get him was this golf outing to Arrowhead. It was like $130-something.
It's a round of golf at Arrowhead.
For one.
for one. And all I'm like, my.
He could bring one of his buddies, his club. And that's fine.
Like, that's a lot of money for somebody you've been dating for 21 days.
I don't know.
So we have suggestions of our own, but we're going to ask our listeners about, you know, in 3 weeks, what do you get somebody as a birthday present? Hello, Meg. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Don't you think spending a few $100 on somebody you've just started dating is a bit much? Seems a little desperate to me.
Why?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's desperate. That's harsh, but.
No.
That's way harsh, man.
That's not harsh.
She's trying to hook him is all she's doing.
It's not desperate. It's just it's a little too soon for that kind of
It's thoughtful, fetish. You big jerk.
Well, yeah, very thoughtful. If you're still dating the guy, come Valentine's, you can get him that gift and go with him. That would be an awesome
Come Valentine's Day. Day?
I don't do the golf. Yeah.
It's really cold outside,
But you
too.
Can just ride in the cart.
That'd be like a nice summer gift.
They have drink girls, actually. Maybe I'll do that.
No, but she can give what Meg is saying is you give it to him as the gift on Valentine's Day, and then he can use it when it warms up, and she can go ride in the cart with him.
Yeah.
You can be the beer girl.
Or he can bring his buddy. So listen, for his birthday, I think it's okay for you to get him a gift, just not, don't spend that kind of money. I would keep it under $40. Does he drink?
Yeah. Well, of course.
Get him a really nice bottle of bourbon.
Oh, that's good. I asked her yesterday if he likes beer, and I guess he's a beer guy too, right? So maybe get him a nice
you can get him
a case
like,
of
get
beer.
Him a microbrew variety pack or something.
Yeah. Get him a growler.
Yeah.
All right. That's not too desperate?
No,
that's not too desperate.
Totally. It's really like universal. It's not too personal. It's under $40.
And then tape a pair of panties on the top of the box, too, because you know.
Used or new?
New panties.
Can I borrow a pair of yours?
All right, Meg, thank you very much for the call.
Have a good morning, guys.
You have a great morning.
Yes, you can.
Here's Debbie. Hello, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you think?
I actually have a similar situation. It's reversed. And I actually am specifically not telling the guy that I'm seeing when my birthday is. So that we don't have to deal with this at all.
Are we on a speakerphone with you, Debbie? Or Bluetooth?
No, you're not.
Your phone is a little crappy. We might have to let you go, but thank you for
birthday?
That. So she says her birthday is coming up, so she's not even going to tell him.
I don't like that, because then it'll pass, and then he'll be mad. Like, why didn't you tell me? I wanted to at least get you flowers or something, babe.
Is that what he's going to sound like?
Yeah, babe.
Yep. Just like that.
Sweet birthday, love.
Here's Roma. Good morning, Roma.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Hi. So what do you think?
I think $100 is a lot. Like more than even $100 is way too much for like when you just start dating.
It's desperate.
Can't you just take him out for like a nice meal somewhere?
But isn't that just like a date?
What do you recommend, Roma?
That's what I did on my first, pretty much like it's his birthday and we're only met like 2 weeks. So I told him I have 3 kids, but he knows about it. So he knows I couldn't spend that much money anyway. So I told him I'm going to treat him for dinner and bring him to a movie. And he don't agree at first, but I said, please leave it to me because it's your birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
But I take him to a street food, which is like a food cart.
A food cart, right. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. And then I bring him, after that, I bring him to a dollar movie.
Because
don't do this.
Yeah.
To the
in California, there is a dollar movie, like every Tuesday, there's a dollar. So
I like it. Okay, so the street cart and then a dollar movie.
Did you take a rickshaw to the street cart?
Huh.
Roma, I love you. Thank you for being on the show.
Great suggestions.
Oh, thank you.
A girl on a budget,
you don't have to necessarily do that, but you could do just dinner, because I think if you buy him a dinner, then it's almost like a date, but you're picking it up, and you're making it special, and, you know, he can get anything he wants.
I feel like that's just a date.
That could add up pretty quick.
Seriously.
Well, you don't have to go to Del Frisco's. You can go somewhere where it's going to cost you $50-$60. That's still a nice dinner.
Listen, it's just a date. It's his birthday. It should be just a little special.
If I was in this situation, here's what I would want my lady friend to do. Have a nice little romantic night at home, for goodness sakes, for his birthday. Get some delicious takeout from somewhere. Okay. Tell him to wear his softy pants.
Oh, dominoes, yeah.
Curl up on the couch and watch a movie and just maybe get him like a little bottle of cologne or something.
Cologne. See,
and have a nice little night at home together.
I like all of that except the cologne.
Polo red? No. Or get something that you like.
Actually, he's commented on your love of polo red and he says you smell like an old man.
No, it's very hip. It's very hip.
I like Jeremy's suggestion.
Cologne?
Since you won't cook.
Well, is there one that you like for men? Like a men's cologne?
See,
like?
I think that's way too personal because it's like, here, it's like me peeing on him because it's like, you must smell like this.
Yeah, you're going to have sex with him on birthday night. That's very personal. That's more personal than giving him cologne.
You are on fire today, Jeremy. Just keep talking.
I say no to the cologne.
Well, am I right?
But yes to everything else, including that last part, okay? This is crazy. We've got a phone call. From Chip's mother.
Chip's mom's
Are
listening.
Are you kidding me?
This is
so we're talking about Emily's new boyfriend, Chip, and lo and behold, his mom calls us. This is unprecedented.
Hi.
So first of all, do we want to give her a fake name too?
Chip's mom.
Yes.
Surely.
What name do you want to use, fake name Chip's mom?
Fanita.
Fanita?
Fanita.
Yeah.
Okay, Fanita.
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 Fun. She puts the fun in Nita.
What's on your mind?
Oh, God.
Well, I just think Emily should get Chip whatever she wants. Because I can tell you from past experience, Curtis is very generous.
Chip.
Chipster is very, very generous.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know if this is going to last.
She's dated him for 21 days.
This is so new.
It's fine.
I know he's your boy. He's your little bundle of joy and everything like that. So you're going to be a little biased. But if you had a best friend, Fanita, who came up to you and said, I've been dating this guy for 3 weeks. I'm going to go spend hundreds of dollars on him. Don't tell me that you would say, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Because you wouldn't.
Hundreds, no.
Well, that's what we're talking about here.
Well, a golf outing, it would be very fun.
It's like $150.
He could bring his dad. Chip's dad could go. They could bond. They could, drink the beer and do the hugging.
So does Chip talk to you about Emily? Does he say, ooh, I'm in love with this girl on the radio? Has he told you that?
This is the one.
Oh, my God.
He likes her a lot. I wouldn't say the L-O-V-E.
Word. Not yet, huh?
Not yet. It's been 21 days.
Yeah, but
do you know what they're going to be doing on the night of his birthday?
Yes, I do.
No, it's a school night. I'm gonna be in bed asleep by myself.
Yeah. Listen, Fanita. Fanita. They may have been dating for 21 days, but you know he's worshipped from afar for a while, right?
Probably.
Yes.
Who wouldn't? I mean, she's gorgeous.
She's a beautiful woman, vivacious. She's fun.
Desperate.
She's exciting. She's
super desperate.
Desperate at times. Fanita, Jeremy and I are privy to a few more pieces of information about Emily than you.
Anger issues.
No, I'm completely well balanced.
Bipolar.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So
what's Chip into? Like, what's a good gift for old Chipster then, since you've known him longer?
Yeah, well, golf. He loves golf. Not so much on the cologne, because I bet Emily can tell you that Chip smells pretty good most of the time. I mean, he's got one down.
He already has his brand of cologne. Weirded out
a little bit. I was going to say, my mother would never talk about my
scent. This is kind of weird now.
Strange. All right, well, what's a good gift that's, say, under $50?
$50.
Yeah, they've been dating 3 weeks. You're not going to go out and spend $100.
You guys, take out at home.
Maybe I'll just make him a mix CD, huh?
Oh, he'd love that. How about a Notre Dame shirt?
Okay, like a hoodie.
Okay.
Oh, hoodies.
Hoodies are more than $50, Dom.
No.
Get them on Amazon.
I buy hoodies all the time for like $30.
Well,
that's
like an actual
great
team. Of course they're going to
team
jip you.
Ah, you can get that.
Go on to the Amazon.
So he's a Fighting Irish fan. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, he is.
I think that's perfect.
Do it. And a pair of your panties.
Stop. Oh, my God.
Do they have Notre Dame panties?
No, they have clover leaf on them, though.
I wear an entire bodysuit underneath my clothes, Fanita. Don't worry. No,
it's
no
all right,
panties
man
here.
She's a virgin.
Okay,
it's fine.
Good.
Fanita,
good
you are delightful. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. I'm sure
I've
we'll...
I've listened for many, many, many decades.
You have?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever think that your little boy would be dating somebody from this show you've listened to for years?
No, I never thought Chipster would be doing that.
Mm. Well, I'm sure we'll run into each other.
I do want to ask Emily one question.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
What?
Where did you guys meet?
He came after me, actually, on the Facebook.
May I ask the answer this, please?
On the Facebook.
I think they sort of met because I think Emily was going out with one of Chip's.
No, they didn't know each
other.
They didn't?
No.
You sure?
Hand to God.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Everything aside, Emily has said rave things about this guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Rave reviews, and he looks very nice. Mm-hmm.
We Facebook-stalked him yesterday.
Yeah, Jeremy and I checked him out. We gave it the stamp
he's
of approval.
He's a good-looking young man.
Dom's a little skeptical.
I'm skeptical because I'm tired of her going out with the same.
I think he's fine. He looks like a rugged outdoorsman, country boy.
He hunts, you guys. I'm going out with a guy who hunts.
All right, we're way late now. Listen, Finita, you have a great weekend, okay?
Bye.
And we'll
see you next weekend.
We will see
you. Okay, Emily.
Mom. Jeremy and I will meet you at the wedding, okay?
Okay.
Oh, God.
So strange.
Why does she know what he smells like? So
it's weird.
She's very passionate about that.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.